Jonathan, earlier we talked about these mine parasites. Tell us a little bit more about these critters.
Well, this is an enormous topic in itself, but I think this is one of the hugest players in what's going on with human evolution. A lot of people don't realize that the parasites in the regular biological world that we know for sure is out there outnumber all other species, all other types of organisms, 3-to-1, 4-to-1, and they have had a huge part to play in our evolution. I'm just talking about the regular ones right now. For example, some biologists at Oxford believe that sexual differentiation, as compared to organisms producing asexually, came into being as a defense from parasites in order to stay ahead of them in terms of evolutionary adaptation. And, you know, you have a lot of cryptozoologists who come on your show.
Oh, sure.
It's a very valid field of investigation because we have a history as a human race of missing vast areas in which a life occurs. For example, up until the 1600s, when the microscope was discovered by a shopkeeper, was invented, no culture had any idea of the whole microbiological world. And if we were to tell people that, you know, well, your body is actually made up of 20 trillion little individual cells, I mean, you would have been burned as a witch or a heretic or thought to be a crazy person at the very least. And we have a blind spot in our culture that is not shared by any other culture, and that is a blind spot toward energetic organisms, organisms occurring on the energetic plane. And, you know, there are three classic biological relationships, symbiosis, predation, and parasitism. They're relationships of energetic transaction. And parasites, which are the most common form of life, in fact, it's said that every living thing has at least one parasite, and higher forms of life, like human beings, usually have many. And many parasites themselves have parasites, and some of those parasites, in turn, have parasites themselves. Parasites are looking for the richest deposit of energy. Now, if there are parasites out on the energetic plane, they would know that the richest deposit of energy is human energy, human sexual chi, and human psychic energy. That is what is creating the dominant force in this world. And I have seen much evidence, and a lot of it came through people reporting to me these classic nighttime attacks, which I've also heard described on your show, George.
Yes.
And these attacks, what's striking is that they're almost completely lacking in psychological content. They don't seem to be conventional nightmares. They have so many features in common. And, you know, a culture is always in trouble when it ignores human testimony. That's what we discovered with child abuse that was ignored for so long. These attacks mean something. I've had my own personal experiences, which people can read about on the website, in an essay called Mind Parasites, Energy Parasites, and Vampires. I talk about it at length on the DVDs. But I think that this is a major player, and a lot of the unexpected evils that occur, you know, things like the Columbine Massacre, there may be a mind-parasite connection there. There may be energetic organisms that are able to harvest some of our more negative emotions, and that may be playing a huge role in our evolution, just as we know on the microbiological plane, the parasites have a huge role to play in our evolution and history. And one of the things that may happen as we approach the event horizon is we may start to awaken to the reality that these energetic parasites are out there and they're affecting us. You know, if you look at Chinese medicine, there are some like 500 points of energy that are identified by acupuncture and so forth. Well, they identified some 30 or so points that have a certain prefix that means that they're points where disincarnate spirits can draw energy from our bodies. Ayurveda, the traditional medicine of India that has gained great credit, just like acupuncture has, for its incredibly valuable and accurate principles, the study of these kind of parasitic organisms was on a par with gynecology. It's been recognized by every single culture except modern Western scientific culture that is still caught in a kind of fundamentalist materialism.